supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. We are with you with another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today, Tuesday, is the 5th of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of March, 2022. Of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We have another Eid today. Happy Eid. Today is the birthday anniversary of Shia's fourth Imam, Imam Sajjad, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him. Congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard, each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word, they could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say, and it
It's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
The fourth Imam after Imam Hussein was his son, Imam Ali Zainul Abidin. His mother was Bibi Shahrbanu, who was a princess from Persia. His title Zainul Abidin was granted to him by the Holy Prophet himself, who mentioned that on the Day of Judgment, a call for Zainul Abidin will be made and my son Ali ibn al-Hussein will respond to the call saying, Labbaik. His other title, Sayyid al-Sajidin, was given because of his devotion to prayers. Imam Sajjad spent the first 2 years of his life under the care of his grandfather, Imam Ali, and after his martyrdom in 50 AH, he was brought up under the care of the second Imam, Imam Hassan, peace be upon him. Imam Sajjad was married to Bibi Fatima, daughter of Imam Hassan. After the martyrdom of Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, the survival of Islam depended on Imam Zainul Abidin, and that also at a tender age of 20. He had a very hard job of letting the world know the mission of Imam Hussein and exposing the evil intentions of Yazid and Bani Umayyad. He had to keep the message of Islam alive and save it from being confused by the evil Bani Umayyad. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him.
Let us rejoice indeed, this is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed, for this is the day of Eid.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alayhi salam.
An ardent worshipper. As his name suggests, Imam Sajjad was one of the most ardent worshippers of Allah after Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. He used to pray thousands of rak'ats of salah in a matter of a day, which made him prostrate very much. Thus he's called Sajjad, meaning the person who prostrates much. His prayers and supplications recorded in As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah were sincere and straightforward, which made them even more touching and impressive. Through these prayers, he revealed the perfect manner of calling out to Allah and finding our way to Him in every breath and whatever difficulty we are dealing with. Also, he used his prayer to covertly show his opposition against the tyrants of his time and make people aware of the situation. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio on a very big special occasion, and that was the birthday anniversary of Shia's fourth Imam, Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him. Congratulations to all dear Muslim brothers and sisters.
Dr. Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the fourth infallible Imam Ali ibn al-Hussein as-Sajjad salam al-Alay, it must be indicated that he was born in the lifetime of Imam Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Regarding his imamate, he received the post of the high post of imamate in a very critical moment, that is after the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein, as someone that in the afternoon of Ashura, Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam received the post of imamate. However, when he received the post of imamate, he was imprisoned by the Umayyad forces, and he was taken as a prisoner of war, first to Kufa and then to Damascus. When he was taken as a prisoner of war in chains to Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, who was the Umayyad ruler of Al-Kufa, and when Ubaydullah threatened him to death, He answered Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad in this way that, don't you know that being martyred in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the graceful characteristic given to us? And when he was taken before the Umayyad tyrant ruler Yazid ibn Muawiyah, he indicated it to Yazid that you know that you confirmed that my ancestor is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or my ancestor is Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. He indicated in this way to Yazid that O Yazid, O son of Muawiyah, and O grandson of Hind and Sakhr, you know that my ancestor is Ali ibn Abi Talib, who was the standard bearer of the camp of Islam in the battles of Badr, Uhud, and Ahzab. However, your father and your grandfather were standard bearers of paganism and polytheism. And then when Abdul Malik al-Marwan, the Marwanid king, when Abdul Malik al-Marwan summoned Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam, he received a very firm answers of Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam in terms of being God-fearing and being always wary of the punishment that one would receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in return to wrongdoings.
أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك
Notable books by Imam Sajjad. The legacy of Imam Sajjad has preserved through the centuries by the books compiled by the Islamic scholars from his supplications and prayers. The two most well-known of these books are As-Sahifa Sajjadiyya and Risalatul Huquq, that means Treatise of Rights. As-Sahifa Sajjadiyya is the collection of Imam Sajjad's supplications, which also reflects the social status at that time, especially in Medina. The supplications presents his aversion to bad behaviors and speech of people at that time, taking refuge to Allah from what he saw and heard, and clarifying the right path under the guidance of religion and the Quran and the purification of souls from pollutions. This book has been translated into several languages. Risalatul Huquq is the title of a lengthy narration from Imam Sajjad compiled as a book. This narration, which contains over 50 duties of an individual toward others, is in fact a treatise on moral conduct in both personal and social life. The rights discussed in this treatise addressed various social relations of an individual, like the duties toward parents, toward spouse, children, neighbors, teachers, students, believers, the leader of congregational prayer, the government, and etc. Because of the particular position and the comprehensive content, several translations and commentaries have been written on this treatise.
And one of the most notable aspects of the life of Imam Zainul Abidin was his beautiful du'as. You find most or many of the du'as of Ahlul Bayt that you see in Du'a al-Iftitah, in Mafatih al-Junan, for example, the book of du'as, are from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. He has the beautiful book of a Sahifa Sajjadiya. It's filled with du'as about anything that you imagine. The Imam has a book about it, has a du'a about it, and a Sahifa Sajjadiya. You see some of the most beautiful du'as of Ahl Bayt, like Abu Hamza Thamani that we read in Ramadan next month, inshallah. What a beautiful du'a, narrated by Imam Zain al-Abidin. The 15 munajat, munajat al-ta'ibin, munajat al-shakirin. These are all from Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. So you see that Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam gave us a treasure, a trove of these beautiful du'as that we can read. But when it comes to these du'as, besides the spiritual side of these du'as, where we just, you know, we read them to seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and touches our heart and seek nearness to God, they were also lessons. Each one of these du'as is filled with knowledge. It's filled with lessons. And the reason why Imam Zain al-Abidin put all that knowledge in his du'as is because he lived at a time where he didn't have freedom to preach. He couldn't just come out and preach the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam, the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, because of the authorities. They had confined that right of the Imam. They didn't give him the freedom to teach. They had restricted access to him. And he didn't have that much of an opportunity to spread the teaching. So what he did, he started indirectly preaching through du'as. Yeah, the authorities think it's just a du'a, but no, the Imam is embedding that du'a with the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. That's why when you read the du'as of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, of Imam Zain al-Abidin, you see that it's filled with aqaid, the Islamic belief system, the attributes of God, the prophets, for example, the angels, usul al-din, the pillars of Islam, of religion, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that usually should be taught in a classroom setting. The Imam would convey them through a dua, akhlaq, for example, the teachings of akhlaq, the rights of individuals, all of these things, we can find them inside the du'as of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. So thus, when you read these du'as, we have to read them in a way in which we study them so that we can learn from these du'as. So many treasures in these du'as.
Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of a noble man from the progeny of Prophet Muhammad, Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him. Congratulations, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. And we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for thought.
Hello dear friends, and congratulations to you all on the birthday anniversary of the survivor of the tragedy of Karbala, Imam Zain al-Abidin, peace be upon him, the fourth infallible successor of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. And here is a statement from Imam Zain al-Abidin, peace be upon him, to ponder upon. Fear God and know that you will inevitably return to him, when everyone will see his good and bad deeds right before his very eyes. He will wish for the longest period of time to separate himself from his bad deeds.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our congratulations to our listeners on this most auspicious day, which is the birthday of the fourth Imam of the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. In a beautiful tradition, the following has been narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam regarding his father Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says the following: verily, he used to provide for 100 households from among the poor of Medina. Imam Sajjad used to give and provide, meaning he used to continuously provide for these 100 families, poor families of the city of Medina. He liked for the orphans, the disabled, the poor, and the destitute to be present at his food spread. Meaning when he ate, he enjoyed poor people, orphans, needy, and disabled people to be present eating with him. He never liked to eat alone. Rather, he liked these kind of destitute and poor people, and people who we consider the lowest part of society, to be present with him. He served them with his own hands, subhanAllah. He brought them and served them food with his own hands. He didn't tell his servant to do it. If anyone among them had a family, he used to take the food to their household. Meaning, he didn't pack up the food and say, take this food for your family. The Imam would come with the person and bring his family the food himself. He never ate any food but that he first gave charity from it. Before eating anything, he would take a portion of his food and give it to poor people. Perhaps it's because of this that he has been entitled with the title of the adornment of worshippers. In a beautiful tradition from the Holy Prophet has been narrated that the Prophet said, on the day of judgment, a caller will call Where is the adornment of worshippers, Zain al-Abideen? And it is as if I am looking at my son, Ali ibn al-Husayn, ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib, emerging from the two rows, meaning it's almost as if the rows of people separated, and Imam Sajjad comes and emerges from them and hastens towards God and the person calling him. Imam Sajjad has a very high position amongst the Aimma alayhi salam. It's not just because of the oppression that he saw with on the day of Ashura and the trials and calamities that occurred for him. Usually we think of his stature to stem from this, but things occurred after that, you know, in the era of his imamat that are unrelated to it. His virtues are not solely centered around this fact. Or, for example, the prayers which have been narrated from him, these are a part of his position. He also did many other things. One of the interesting things a lot of people don't know about Imam Sajjad is that Imam Sajjad was, it was his habit to buy slaves, train them, bring them towards Islam, and then free them. He's very famous for this. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Sajjad in the words of the Prophet Muhammad and Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فرجه.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for being with us, respected brothers and sisters, especially brothers here, Minhal Hussein, especially. And most importantly, Mahdi al-Husseinan.
Yeah.
And most importantly, not Hadi, him. And not, most importantly,
not
me.
Not.
Sorry. Okay. So let's go. We were practicing, alhamdulillah, Suratul Inshiqaq. Okay, one question. Suratul Inshiqaq.
Suratul Inshiqaq.
No, Suratul Al-Inshiqaq. How do you read it?
Suratul
Inshiqaq. Al-Inshiqaq. Great. We were, the rule that we just mentioned here was, whenever we have Alif Maddi, then we have a word starting with Hamzatul Wasl. Yes? What do we have to do?
We connect it.
We connect them together. We join them together. We do not prolong the sound of Alif Maddi.
Like, Iza Sama.
Yeah, Iza Sama. Iza Sama. Right?
Yes.
Okay, we were practicing this. In ayah, we were just six. On ayah 6, right?
Yes.
So let's practice from the beginning and continue to ayah 6, then inshallah we'll continue the rest of the surah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
إذا السماء انشقت. انشقت
إذا السماء انشقت
وأذنت لربها وحقت
وأذنت لربها وحقت
وإذا الأرض مدت
وإذا الأرض مدت
وألقت ما فيها وتخلت
وألقت ما فيها وتخلت
وألقت ما فيها وتخلت
وألقت ما فيها وتخلت
وأذنت لربها وحقت
وأذنت لربها وحقت
يا أيها الإنسان
يا أيها الإنسان
إنك كادح إلى ربك
إنك كادح إلى ربك
كدحا فملاقيه
كدحا فملاقيه
Okay, so the next style, right? Who wants to read?
Me.
Okay.
No, Manoma. I heard Manoma said he wanted to read.
Okay, inshallah, the next time.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ إِلَى كِتَابَهُ
Okay. Okay, one question. Do we have any... Read it again.
There's no...
You just added one word.
Yeah, he added the la.
Oh, okay. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ إِلَى
Where's إِلَى from?
مَنْ
آمَنَ
Where's إِلَى?
Oh, إِلَى صَرَعَ
That's the other line.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ
أحسن
فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ
What does Allah Almighty say? That in the day of resurrection, okay, in the day of resurrection, in the day of Qiyamah, the day of judgment. So the one who is given the book, his book, okay,
is
to the right hand. Yamin means the right hand, okay?
Yeah.
Either you take it with the right hand, they give it to the right hand,
or the left hand.
So what does it mean? It does not mean that. They certainly give you the book to the right hand. Take it with your right hand or take it with your left hand. What does it mean? When in the day of result announcement at school, when they give you the results, do they give you to the right hand or the left hand?
But right hand, Quran.
Doesn't matter which hand you take it, okay?
You know, for example...
Sir, you breathe with this or this
you
nose.
Don't lie.
doesn't matter.
With both.
Doesn't matter.
You breathe with both.
You do it to just one, you will die from
remember?
From no air.
In the day of judgment, okay? Either you... In the Quran, it's mentioned this way, okay? It's given to the right hand or
the left hand.
So it does not mean right hand or left hand. Exactly, okay? It might mean this way, that they will give you the book. I mean, they will show you the results of what you have done in this world. So... This result, either it will make you happy or sad.
If it's black, it will go
figuratively used the right hand and left hand.
Right for good.
And yeah, right for good and happy result. Left for bad and
there are two,
not
like,
good results.
Sorry, if someone don't have left hand.
if someone
I told you it doesn't
right
mean
leg.
That hand this hand okay there
sir there are two angels here what are their names
The angels?
Yeah.
One name of the angel is Minhal, the other one is Muhammad Yahya.
Sir, okay. That one that write the bads, it's on the left, and that one write goods.
Sir,
they're
okay?
So heavy because I'm tired.
No, Minhal.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So let's get back to the Quran. Okay, فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه.
Can I read the other yet?
Yes, read Muhammad Mahdi. Muhammad Mahdi
or just Mahdi?
Just Mahdi, right?
Yes, yes.
Mahdi Jasib Abdul Karim al-Husaynan.
No, it's actually not my name. That's my dad's name. Jasib Abdul Karim al-Husaynan is my dad's name.
Mahdi Husaynan Jasib Abdul Karim
al-Husaynan? No, my name is Mahdi al-Husaynan only.
Okay, Mahdi al-Husaynan only. His name is Mahdi al-Husaynan only.
Mahdi al-Husaynan
only.
Mahdi
al-Husaynan
only, read.
Okay, Mr. Only, read.
You said. Fasofa, yeah.
Read.
Okay, yeah, please just don't talk
to
my
you
mind.
Like, they love you to recite because they love your voice.
No, I'm really tired. That's only in the time of 12 o'clock.
Okay,
you're good. Fasofa yuhasibu hisaban yasir.
Okay. So, Mahdi, whenever you see tanween, okay?
Yasiran.
No, you see tanween, hisaban? Yeah? Do you see there?
Oh,
okay. Okay, do it this way. Or wow, you see. Hisabaw. Okay?
Hisaban yasira.
Now say it. Hisabay yasira.
Hisabay yasira.
Don't forget this, okay?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that, inshallah.
And level 3.
And level 3, inshallah, yeah.
Yeah, if it's you read
so
like
how
this.
So how are you supposed to know this?
Hmm?
So how are you supposed to know this if it's level
3? Fasawfa yuhasabu hisabay yasira.
فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا
فَسَوْفَ
يُحَاسَبُ
حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا
حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا
وَيَنْقَلِبُ
إِلَى
أَهْلِهِ
مَسْرُورًا
وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ
كِتَابَهُ
وَرَاءَ
ظَهْرِهِ
فَسَوْفَ
يَدْعُو
ثُبُورًا
وَيَصْلَى
صاد
وَيَصْلَى
سَعِيرًا تنوين. Why do we say سَعِيرًا? Why not سَعِيرًا?
Because it's the last word. I already explained this.
Okay,
it
right.
Cut.
Everybody knows.
Inshallah, we'll talk about it, okay?
Everyone knows.
Everyone knows?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
It means you have learned that you know.
Yeah.
If you know, it means you have learned it.
Yes.
Great. So, إِنَّهُ كَانَ
إِنَّهُ كَانَ
فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا
في أهله مسرورا.
Okay, so that's enough. Because we have now understood that we have whenever we have Alif Maddi, then Hamzatul Wasl.
It's been 3 weeks we've been learning the
Hamzatul Wasl.
Yes,
it is very important.
3 weeks.
You
yes,
know we have more. Important. You know Mahdi. You know we have more. I mean.
Be like
things to say
weeks?
About it, but we don't talk about it here anymore, okay? We'll just finish it now. okay, in this session. And I told you, the next session, we will start talking about how to make a pause or how to stop whenever we read an ayah, okay? So because Hamzatul Was has a lot of things to be discussed, okay? Like, for example, how should we understand that this word is a verb, this word is a noun? How should we understand? These things are kind of difficult, okay? But we don't need to talk about them because you don't know anything about verbs. In Arabic, it's difficult, okay? No problem, inshallah. You will know step by step, okay? You just need to kind of compare them, okay, to one another.
If it, you say if it, it has al, it's
but
noun.
Verb is,
if
it verb has this?
Yeah. Alif lam, it's noun. That's if noun. It don't have lam, it's verb.
No, sometimes it does not have alif lam, it's not verb, it's noun.
Sir, verb is like this.
That's verb, yes. But daraba, daraba, darabu, they do not start with Hamzatul Wasl.
Yes.
The imperative one starts with Hamzatul Wasl.
Oh, yes, I know this. Oh, my father teach me.
So remember, okay? Mahdi, remember if you see imperatives, like idrib, it means hit him. Or some other verbs like this, okay, they are verbs. Imperative, and they start with Hamzatul Wasl. Thank you so much. Inshallah, we'll get back. But before that, let's recite a Quranic salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whisper prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad ilahi قد جرت على نفسي في النظر لها فلها الويل إن لم تغفر لها.
This excerpt of the whispered prayer says, إلهي قد جرت على نفسي في النظر لها. My Lord, I've been unjust to my soul because I have not looked after it. فَلَهَا الْوَيْلِ إِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَهَا. It will be doomed if you do not forgive it. First of all, first and foremost, we must say that based on what the Holy Quran and our traditions suggest. Committing sins and having sinful acts before hurting the others is hurting the person doing it. So in fact, the person who is committing the sins is being unjust to himself, first of all, and he has made himself further away from salvation. This is the verse of the Holy Quran in chapter A'raf, where it says, قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Those two said, O Lord, we have wronged ourselves, and if you do not forgive us, surely we will be damaged. Or elsewhere, in one tradition we read, مَنْ أَهْمَلَ الْعَمَلَ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهِ. The one who is neglectful and negligent in worshipping the Almighty Allah has wronged himself. So Imam alayhi salam in this part is confessing that he has been unjust to his soul because he has not looked after it. He is teaching us that we should always make the most of our time because we are losing our opportunities every now and then. And by doing that, we are doing wrong to ourselves. Of course, it is logical that everybody who has reached somewhere, the ones who have reached their desires in this world, they have followed certain rules. The rules which the previous people have neglected. And among those rules is making the most of the opportunities. The true wayfarers of the Almighty Allah will never say, we still have got chance. But the ones who have not reached their desires in this world, the ones who've missed the chance to get closer to the Almighty Allah and salvation in this world, have lost their opportunities, or they are not able to use the opportunities because of lacking main abilities.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers, but if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
We were talking about this part. إلهي قد جرت على نفسي في النظر لها. My Lord, I have been unjust to my soul, for I have not looked after it. فلها الويل إن لم تغفر لها. And it will be doomed if you do not forgive it. Making the most of our opportunities is a must. And being neglectful of these opportunities, losing them one after another, can be so dangerous that sometimes it misleads the human beings from the right path. They will be deprived of the so-called paradise. Mulla Mahdi Naraqi, in his beautiful book, Jami'u Sa'adat, says, قَدْ وَرَدَ أَنَّ أَكْثَرَ أَهْلِ النَّارِ سِيَاحُهُمْ مِنْ سَوْفَ يَقُولُونَ وَحُزْنَاهُ مِنْ سَوْفَ. Most of the people of hellfire will moan because of their words of sofa, meaning I will do it after that, meaning I still have time for that, about which the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, من فتح له باب خير فلينتهزه. The one for whom the door of mercy has been opened must use the chance. فإنه لا يدري متى يغلق عنه. Because he will not know when the door is closed. But yet, the most beautiful part of this excerpt is, فَلَهَا الْوَيْلِ إِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَهَا. It will be doomed if you do not forgive it. Of course, wronging ourselves, losing the opportunities, is a very huge damage. But all kinds of destitutions can be made up by the Almighty Allah's forgiveness. Imam alayhi salam is implicitly saying and suggesting that Almighty Allah's ghufran, His forgiveness, is making up for our sins and wrongdoings. And this is a very glad tiding, because whenever human beings are aware that they are having such a Lord, they can make up for all of their wrongdoings if they repent truly. That is exactly what Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, إلهي كسري لا يجبره إلا لطفك. O my Lord, my destitution cannot be made up except by your mercy. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك
IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website www.parstoday.com/en.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. Dear brothers and sisters, if you have been following these series of shows, we are trying to answer the doubts and misconceptions on the Islamic beliefs, which are received usually in the form of questions from different questioners from around the world. Today, inshallah, we shall be discussing about the signs of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and at the end of the time, or akhir al-zaman. For that, we have again invited a respected scholar, guest of the show, Sheikh Nur Muhammad from Qom Seminary School. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Many thanks for accepting the invitation. It's a great pleasure for us to have you here. Dear Sheikh, it has been asked that at the narrations known or famous as the narrations of Akhir al-Zaman or apocalyptic narrations, it has been said and mentioned that there is a sort of white death at the end of that time. It has been asked that can we adapt these series of narration with what is actually we are afflicted with in these days, that is the pandemic due to coronavirus. Can we say that this might be a sign of that great event that, inshallah, will definitely happen?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Very valid question about the end of time. It is one of the questions has been frequently asked about the end of time. And many people ask such a question about the signs for the end of time.
Yeah.
You see that this particular narration has been quoted in Al-Khara'ij wal-Jara'ih by Qutbuddin Rawandi, who passed away in 573. One of the prominent Shia scholars, he has compiled many books, one of which is, as I mentioned, Al-Khara'ij wal-Jara'ih. He has quoted this narration from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, first Shia Imam. He said that بَيْنَ يَدَي الْقَائِمْ مَوْتُ أَحْمَرْ وَمَوْتُ أَبْيَزْ. Before the appearance of Imam Mahdi, the last savior of humanity, we have some signs.
Yeah.
Some of the signs are, for example, in this way, مَوْتُ أَحْمَرْ, you know, red death,
yeah.
And then we have white death.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I just want to skip some part of the narration. Imam said, وَأَمَّا الْمَوْتُ الْأَحْمَرُ فَبِالسَّيْفِ. Red death referring to the sword.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe Imam wanted to indicate to the war battles between different groups. And of course, it has its own explanation. And then Imam said that, وَأَمَّا الْمَوْتُ الْأَبْيَضُ فَالطَّاعُونَ. But the white death is plague, mm-hmm. You know, the kind of disease that maybe it has its you know, character. But you know, in our narration, it has been mentioned that it is white death.
True.
Because of maybe some particular, you know, character that it has.
True.
But after all, you know, in this narration, we do not want to go to the chain of the narration, whether there is authentic one or not. Just we want to ignore the chain of the narration.
Yeah.
But after all, this narration referring to some signs for the appearance of Imam al-Mahdi, last savior of humanity. You know, in this narration, Imam referring to the two kinds of the signs and death. You know, before the appearance of Imam Mahdi, one of which is red one,
mm-hmm.
You know, and the second is white.
Very
but true. This white that we are talking about and that we are, you know, dealing with is kind of, as Imam mentioned it explicitly, is Ta'un.
So